Ok, you are joining us in conversation right now, and we're looking forward to having more conversation with you. Now, let me ask you something. Did you know that one out of every four women in South Africa is in an abusive relationship? Every 6 days, a woman in South Africa is murdered by her intimate partner. Did you know that every 25 seconds, a woman or a girl is raped in South Africa? Research has been done around the world that proves a link between bullying and domestic violence within the home. Talking about bullying and domestic violence within a home, we are joined on the line this morning by Tina Thiat, who is a trustee of 1,000 Women. And she joins you to tell you more about an event there or fundraiser that they will be hosting at the CTICC on May the 9th. Tina, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Tavokira.
I mean, these are scary statistics here. We say it like it's something that should be normal, but the stats that I've just said, shared, Tina, they absolutely, absolutely appalling. But also to that, you are saying there's a link between that and bullying.
Yes, definitely. And the latest statistics from the education department shows that more than 40% of children at school are reporting bullying. So it's quite high. And even more, South Africa is one of the countries with the biggest trend of cyberbullying. And we really feel we have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we should talk about cyberbullying. But before we get to cyberbullying, what is the 1,000 Women Trust?
We are an organization formed already in 2003 with the objective of eradicating violence against women and girls. So we've been mobilizing women. We've been trying to raise money. And the money has then passed on to as small grants to grassroots women's organizations so that they can provide the support, the services, and the awareness raising in the communities. So we, for example, during Women's Day, we've organized a campaign called with the international campaign Hear Me Too, where we are helping women to heal from after being in a violent relationship or have been abused or raped.
And we talk about this. How is the trust then working even more as you talk about women abuse and the link within the whole issue of bullying? How is the trust then working to tackle the whole issue of women abuse?
So what we have done, we have developed a small document, a brochure, a toolkit for schools, for parents, and for children. And the idea is to create awareness about what is bullying, and then what can you do as a community, as the school, as a parent, to support your children in a case of them being in report that they are being bullied. We have found out that there are very little documentation in schools, and we are asking the teachers to actually speak to the children about bullying and then to organize a poster competition where they can make their own poster and they can come forward with, hopefully, to stand up to bullying, to report bullying, and to take make sure that you have the necessary policies in place so that we can deal with bullying in school.
If you've just joined the conversation, it's 11 minutes before we get to 5 o'clock. And of course, we are talking about bullying and women abuse in our country, or domestic violence, where we ask you if you did know where one out of every four women in South Africa is in an abusive relationship, whether you did know whether every 6 days a woman in South Africa is murdered by an intimate partner. Did you know that every 25 seconds a woman or girl is raped in South Africa? Well, you know, as Tina says, research has been done around the world and it proves that there is a link between bullying and domestic violence within a home. So this year, an awareness campaign against bullying in all forms has been launched by the 1,000 Women Trust in the build-up to the 1,000 Women First or One Voice flagship fundraising lunch that will be held at the CTICC on May the 9th. This event brings together 1,000 women in unity and as ambassadors against gender-based violence in South Africa. Tina is joining us to chat to us about this. She is a trustee of the 1000 Women, and she explains to us how they go about tackling women abuse in the country and the issues of cyberbullying. Just to bring you back to you, Tina, once again, and detailing some of the services that you offer, just in case there is someone sitting out there and thinking, I need to use their services. What services do you provide?
Well, first of all, we actually empower the communities to respond to women's needs. So we have been training counselors, and we have been working with community leaders so that they know what to do. And therefore, our next step is now to work with the teachers and the parents so that they can respond to children who are being bullied. We also refer most of our the children to make contact with Childline, because they obviously have fantastic counseling services around bullying. For me, the issue is that we have to empower parents. Every parent must know what to do. If my child comes and report bullying, what do I have to do? Not just say, oh, get a life, get over it, you know, because that's also very often what people say when a child reports rape or abuse. And it's for to equip parents and teachers so that they know to actually support their own community.
And talking about the event then, tell us a little bit more about this upcoming event.
Usually it's a very festive event. We keep it very positive. We have singers. We have nice goodie bags and speakers. And at this stage, I am not going to say who the speaker is. I'll come back to the show. But, last year we had 1,070 women in the room. And a really very empowering event. Like I say, we like to leave people with tools and also get the conversation going. Because very often these issues are tricky. People don't talk about it. It's taboos. It belongs to no talk, you know. So we're trying to open the conversation and encourage people to talk around issues of bullying and how to support. You know, you can ask yourself if somebody comes and say, I've been raped, what do you say? You're so shocked, you don't know what to say. And we really want to equip people to deal with the issue of domestic violence.
I've had cases like that. You've had cases like that, not being raped, but someone who's experiencing a domestic abuse. And they say, you know, this is what's happening. You think in your mind you'd know what to say or what to do, but somehow the brain just goes blank.
Yes. So, and we all just say the easiest and the best is to acknowledge the person's pain, to say that you're there for them. And to ask them, how can you help, instead of being the old one that offers everybody all kinds of advice. You know, it's just to be there for the person. And for a child, I think they must speak out, and you must recognize it, and you must take steps. You must definitely follow up and take steps, which is little things to do. But I find that very often, you don't know what to do. You want to give them advice. You don't know what to do.
Yeah. Tina, just bring it back once again to cyberbullying. I mean, it seems like we are starting to catch up. We're starting to understand the ramifications or the results of cyberbullying, because I think if you look back 10 years ago, we would not have even batted an eye to it, because it would have been, oh, come on, just man up. But we've seen the manifestations that come as a result of it. So are we winning the battle against cyberbullying?
You know, I really think that more people are talking about it. I've just seen last night some of the women and reality shows are speaking out. And I'm also seeing on favorite social media that some of them are really saying, this is bullying, stop now, and that's the best to do. But again, we still need lots of awareness and lots of support from communities. So I really appreciate this talk. I really hope that we get to some people today and that they would discuss it and make up for themselves what is cyberbullying. I must stop. I must stand up. And I must take a stand against cyberbullying.
Do you at home, let's ask you, do you understand what cyberbullying is? Are you one of those two, if you notice that cyberbullying is taking place, would you be the one to put up your hand and say, no, not on my watch? I'd love to hear from you. 021-446-0567. Thank you so much for joining us. We are chatting to Tina Theard, who is the trustee of the 1,000 Women, telling you about their upcoming event that will be taking place at the City ICC on May the 9th. And certainly, it's all about raising awareness against bullying in all forms. And is it something that you would support? Would love to hear from you. Tina, once again, maybe bring you back to you those details again about the event, what's happening, and how do people get a hold of you? How do people get, get tickets?
You know, the best is info@1000woman.co.za. That is absolutely the best. Send us an email. Doesn't matter what your question is. We will make sure that we can support you in whichever way. And please come out to the 1000 Woman. What is also unique about it is that women get together. They mobilize and they come forward. So it's info@1000woman.co.za. And 1000 is 1000 woman.
I hear that loudly. Nothing stronger than people are coming together with one idea. That being said, Tina, before we let you go, any parting words then to the Cape Talk listeners?
Yes, stand up to bullying. Report. Doesn't matter what kind of violence against women and girls, please report. Please speak out. Thank you very much for your support.
Thank you so much, Tina, also for taking our call. A very good morning to you. To you listening at home, 3 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock, good morning to you. Don't forget that in the next hour, we are going to be talking about identity theft online. Have you ever been a victim of identity theft online? Is it something that you worry about? Do you feel that you're safe when it comes to operating online? 021-446-0567. I'd love to hear from you. We're going to be having that conversation then with Lee Nike, who is the CEO of TransUnion.